Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Today is Tuesday, a little proof of life for you. It is Tuesday, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. It's kind of hard to ever say thank you for all the veterans out there that fought for America on Pearl Harbor Day, because there's probably down to single digits in the whole United States of America left. Long time ago, a day that will live in infamy, but what's representative of that day? It's not about that day. It's about what happened to America and what's happening to America now. We are under attack right now. Anyone who has an American flag flying outside their house should fly it upside down. We are absolutely in distress and under attack. The good news is there's actually some good news today. Biden was forced to withdraw his evil nominee for banking post, a radical communist, as I always say, piece of human garbage. You know, folks, I've always said, I don't hate someone for being a Democrat. You shouldn't hate someone for being a Republican. But communists? We're supposed to drive communists out of our country. Communism isn't accepted in America. These people have got to go. And Biden's nominee for the banking post, overseeing the banks of America, the banking regulator, her name is Saul Omarova, head of the Office of Controller of the Currency, who regulates banks. They were forced to withdraw her name today. Here's what Biden said in a statement. She would have brought invaluable insight and perspective to our important work on behalf of the American people, but unfortunately, from the very beginning of her nomination, she was subjected to inappropriate personal attacks that were far beyond the pale. Can you imagine? She was his pick for regulating banks. But she was a radical and a member of the Communist Party. It's Pat Toomey, who I don't even like, a rhino from Pennsylvania, was mean to Trump, awful to Trump, terrible person. Even he said, I don't think I've ever seen a more radical choice for any regulatory spot in our federal government ever. And then he continued, you could ask yourself, where would a person even come up with these ideas? Well, maybe a contributing factor could be if a person grew up in the former Soviet Union, went to Moscow State University, attended there on a Vladimir Lenin athletic scholarship, little communist witch. And she had to withdraw her nomination today. Listen to things that Biden says. I nominated Saul because of her deep expertise in financial regulation and her longstanding respected career in the private sector, the public sector, and a leading academic in the field. She's lived the American dream. Yeah, she's lived the American dream. You have no idea how evil these communist scum are. And we got to rid them from our country. Just another example of what they think like. Gavin Newsom leaves California amid a crime crisis for a book tour. And by the way, you realize I have a best-selling book, the Great Patriot Protest book. Before that, I had a number one bestseller, Trump Rules. And I was on book tours, and I never had to leave. I stayed home for my book tour. But you know why he has to leave? Because I couldn't get big media. Fox News, I'm too conservative for them. And they don't want me to come to New York. I did lots of radio shows, and I did TV shows like Alex Jones and Steve Bannon and OAN, One America News Network, and I do those from Skype or Zoom from my home TV studio. No one invites me to be in New York. They won't have me on CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS. He's actually going to be on major TV shows so they can try and sell his new children's book. See, he traveled to New York to kick off his tour in support of his new book, Ben and Emma's Big Hit. Can you imagine? The book is based off Newman's experience growing up with dyslexia. It tells the story of a young boy who uses America's favorite pastime, baseball, to cope with his learning disability. Well, you know what? Gavin Newsom didn't have to worry too much about his future, because he's part of the Pelosi family, and he's part of the Getty family. This piece of human communist garbage grew up a little privileged, spoiled brat who, despite his dyslexia, was always going to be supported by the Gettys and the Pelosis to be the governor of the biggest state of America. And after that, spend the rest of his life with a great job on boards of directors or CEO of some company, even though he has no clue how to run a company. And now he writes children's books while he's governor. That's not a conflict of interest. And he leaves the state while it's undergoing a terrible crime spree. Funniest story of the day has got to be, you know, what do I do all day long? All day on this show, I tell you the vaccine is killing people, and I tell you the vaccine is stupid. You've got to be crazy to take this vaccine, and you'd have to be a child abuser to give it to your children. And I don't stop anyone from getting it. That's what makes me great. Some liberal sent me an email the other day and said, please explain to me, would you tell me not to get the vaccine? And I know he's a liberal because he sent me other emails in the past, and he's a vicious, hateful liberal. And I said to him, no, that's interesting, me and you. I would never, ever, ever tell anyone not to get the vaccine. That's none of my business. You have a right to get it if you want. I would never stop you. I would never block you. I would never ban you. I would never withhold it from you if that's what you think you need to save your life. But you want to force me to get the vaccine, even though I know it's poison and it could kill me, and it would kill my children. You want to force me to accept death. I would never stop you, but I would certainly try and educate you. So that's what I do on this show every day. I try and educate you how dangerous the vaccines are and how wrong they are. And when I do that, guess what social media, liberal social media, says? Oh, it's misleading. To tell the truth about the vaccine is misleading. So here's the funniest news story of the day. Pfizer is accused of spreading misinformation about rival COVID vaccines. The UK Channel 4, which I guess is like our NBC, it's their biggest channel in the UK, has produced a documentary that exposes Pfizer's efforts to undermine its vaccine rivals, including AstraZeneca. It shows that Pfizer criticized AstraZeneca at a presentation where the company said the rival jab was potentially dangerous. Furthermore, the speakers claimed AstraZeneca's jab could cause cancer and was not safe for immunosuppressed patients. This is amazing. Amazing. Do you understand this is the kind of stuff that's true? Of the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine and the J&J vaccine, Johnson & Johnson, and the AstraZeneca vaccine. But if I say it, it's misleading. Pfizer says it about their biggest competition. Hilarious. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. Pfizer's vaccine, I believe, is dangerous. Pfizer's vaccine accelerates cancer. Pfizer's vaccine, I believe, causes massive heart attacks and massive increase in people getting heart attacks. If I say it, I'm bad, but if Pfizer says it about another rival company, it's okay, because they're all paying billions of dollars in bribes to the media and politicians. They can say whatever they want. So the good news is, breaking news, I told you it was lots of good news today. Breaking news, Trump-appointed judge blocks Biden's vaccine mandate for federal contractors nationwide. Glory, hallelujah, amen, good stuff. Finally, someone with a brain. Someone with a brain on the judiciary, hard to find. These people are all ideologues, liberals, rhinos, and owned by big government and big pharma and the government employees union. That's probably the only reason he did it, by the way, because judges are part of the government employees union, right? So this judge is blocking the vaccine mandate for federal contractors, and he probably figures that'll save him as a judge. That's probably the only reason he did it. It's very hard to find a good judge nowadays. They're all terrible. Pretty much all of them are just bought and sold and owned by the D.C. swamp and the deep state and Big Pharma and the CDC. The whole thing is a swamp. But at least the Trump-appointed judge has blocked Biden's vaccine mandate for federal contractors nationwide, if nothing else. And keep in mind, there's been quite a few victories for us who are, you know, against the mandate, and quite a few losses for Biden in just the last couple weeks. Loss after loss, they're all piling up. Judge after judge is saying, you cannot mandate vaccines. You cannot force vaccinate. This is all what the Nuremberg trial was all about, and it's what the Nuremberg Code is all about. Of course you can't vaccinate against someone's will in the United States of America. Are you crazy? How is that different than Nazi Germany? And the answer the liberals have would be, oh, well, Hitler was deforming people, maiming people, crippling people, giving them heart attacks, giving them strokes, killing them with strange experiments. That's exactly what's going on in America with the vaccine right now. You could spend all day long. You could bring all the doctors on who are greedy and making lots of money on the vaccine and own millions of dollars worth of stock in Pfizer and are afraid of losing their license if they speak up. You could bring on any expert you want. In the end, all that matters is the VAERS report, which proves that there are just about 20,000 dead from the vaccine. I believe 140,000 seriously injured. I believe just under 1 million, I think it's 976,000 adverse effects. And that is the tip of the iceberg, the very tip. My friends who are insiders tell me the VAERS list is so far behind because it's so overwhelmed with all the injuries and deaths that you could double or triple it. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, this is Wade Alarute. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assemble a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarute. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York
spot price? Who does that?
No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll-free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Tangible Investments. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business. Billions in sales. You see, the government wants to take over your bank account. Government wants to give $80 billion to the IRS to come after you. Government wants to audit everyone who makes any kind of money and pays into the system. They never want to audit all the losers on welfare, the welfare queens and lazy bums on welfare and food stamps. The whole country is filled with 100 million of them, and none of them have to worry about IRS audits, just like none of them have to worry about vaccines. Government's never going to go after them and say, we're taking your welfare away, and your Obamacare away, and your Medicaid away, and your kids in public school, we're ripping them out because you didn't take the vaccine. But they think it's okay to come to you and me and say, you're going to lose your home and be homeless. I mean, it's just a joke. It really is a joke. Everything is aimed, the cannons are all aimed at Republican people. The vast middle class, which is a mostly white middle class, the cannons are aimed at them. It's okay to hate white people, you know? It's okay to hate Republicans. It's okay to hate middle class. And by the way, I think it's okay to hate black and Hispanics, they think, if you're middle class and above. If you're an Hispanic business owner or a black business owner, okay to hate you. And they also want to come after your IRA account. So knowing all this, how do you protect yourself? You own physical gold. You put it in your safety deposit box, you put it in your a safe in your house, or you put it in a depository outside the United States, like in Singapore, where no one can get it. Completely guarded depository. So that's why you want to own physical gold. Screw the government. Screw them all. Put your money in a safe place. And Tangible Investments is the place to do it. The biggest advantage they've got is they might have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer in the country. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Who does that? No one ever, anywhere. Just go to any gold dealer, any retail gold store, any gold dealer online. Ask them if they'll match 1% over the Eric spot price for gold. Not one of them will. So this is the best deal in America that Wayne Root got for you. Get your gold at a price no one can match. Offer limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-300-8441. 800-300-8441. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal. 800-300-8441. And I'll give you a little hint. Your wife probably has a maiden name. Your kids might be married, and their wife might have, their family might have a maiden name. You could probably do it five times at 5 ounces. So you could probably get 25 ounces per family out of contacting Tangible Investments and telling them Root. Okay? Gold is so valuable to own. So a Trump-appointed judge blocks Biden's vaccine mandate for federal contractors nationwide. Good news. New poll is out. More good news. Only 37% of Democrats want to see Biden on the 2024 ticket. You heard what I said. Not 37% of the public. 37% of Democrats want to see Biden on the ticket. That's it. And the number of independents, let's see, I think it was like 8% of independents. It's really amazing. 37% of independents, they are not sure who they want to see run on the Democrat ticket. But only 8% say it should be Biden. There it is, 8%. 8% of independents want Biden back as the Democrat presidential candidate. Democrats, 37%. I can imagine what Republicans think. I mean, nobody wants Biden. And that, now there's another poll separate from that. Support for Biden collapses on Main Street as inflation and supply chain concerns rise. And so support for Biden among small business owners fell sharply, especially among independents. A survey released Tuesday showed just 34% of small business owners say they approve the way that Joe Biden is handling the job as president, down from 40% in the previous quarter and 43% at the start of the year. Small business owners tend to be Republicans, so it's no surprise Biden is more disapproved than approved. What makes the fourth quarter polling results so startling is that virtually all of the decline in the support for Biden came from independents. Just 9% of Republican small business owners say they approve of Biden. 89% of Democrat small business owners approve of Biden. And among independents, his support fell from 51% at the beginning of the year to just 33%. 59% of independents say Biden has been bad for small business. 60% say he's been bad for the economy. Their number one concern is inflation. 75% of small business owners say they're experiencing higher supply costs. 58% said their business has been affected by supply chain disruptions. 34% say inflation is the biggest risk to their business. We all hate Biden.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another day, another court is blocking a vaccine mandate put in place by the Biden administration. This time the mandate being blocked for federal contractors by a Georgia court. The judge saying Biden likely went beyond his authority and the mandate is now stopped from going into effect nationwide. Today calls for reflection and gratitude on the 80th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack.
I seen seamen jumping in the water covered with oil. It was on fire. Most of them died in the water. Most of them died, and the rest of them died when they reached the beach.
Pearl Harbor survivor and Chandler, Arizona resident Jack Holder. Early this morning, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden paid their respects by visiting the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, I'll be with my guest in just one second, one of America's favorite police officers, Brandon Tatum, who always has a great interview with us. Brandon Tatum out of sponsor of the show, Energized Health, John and Chelsea Jubilee, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercise and no restrictive fad diets. Check it out. I'm Exhibit A. I'm witness number one. I've been on the program for over a year now. Started right around last December 1st. During the first 88 days in the program, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle. I just gave a speech today. I was the speaker at the Nevada Republican Club. Biggest turnout in history, by the way. Largest crowd in the history of the Nevada Republican Club set by Speaker Wayne Allen Root. Very proud of that. As usual, every event I go to has record standing room only audience. But I don't know if I've ever heard record in the history of amount of people attending in the history of the group, which has been around for decades. And everybody there said how great I look, how thin I look, how different I look than the last time they saw me, all because of Energized Health. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to energizedhealth.com. You both can look great. Energizedhealth.com. By the way, wouldn't it be weird and funky if one looked good and lost a lot of fat, lost a lot of weight, looked thinner, looked younger, and the other one doesn't? That's a recipe for a bad marriage. So this is the perfect Christmas gift for both of you. Call 888-444-8895, toll free 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. All right, we've got Brandon Tatum with us, former Tucson police officer, author of Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Cop in an America Under Siege, website beatenblackandblue.com. Brandon Tatum, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, how you doing?
The only good thing that I can see that's happened recently for police officers is that I think, you know, if you go back 2-3 years with Black Lives Matter and everything, cops were so hated and so underappreciated and everybody was against them. And then everybody saw what happens when you underappreciate police and take away their immunity and defund police. And they saw the skyrocketing crime and they see the skyrocketing murder and robbery in places like San Francisco, L.A., and New York. And I think there's a new appreciation and love for police. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I think it's what it's doing is driving those out of the shadows who already want to support police, who are already in favor of police. I think it's driving them to speak up and be more vocal and feel like, okay, we have to fight back. So, yeah, I do see the ebb and flow of law enforcement. And, you know, once people criticize law enforcement, once they beat them down, you know, the cream of the crop rise to the top and people begin to be more vocal, which I think police officers are seeing. I talk to police officers all the time and many of them will say, you know, the mainstream media is projecting this thing. The far left activists are saying a certain thing that's kind of different than in some of these communities. They say in general, most people still love us that always have loved us, and most people hate us that always have hate us. You know, the escalation of it or the perpetuation of it on a broader scale is mostly by the mainstream media and these brain dead activists.
Well, when I was a kid growing up, I grew up in a black town, Mount Vernon, New York. I was the only white kid in an all-black middle school, and then I was one of a few white kids in an all-black high school, Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. Very overwhelmingly minority community and minority schools. And we used to have a famous statement, what's the definition of a conservative? A liberal who's been mugged. And that's kind of what's happening today, right? When you defund the police and then your store gets robbed, your car gets carjacked, your home gets home invaded, your stuff gets ripped off, you get mugged. It's very easy to understand now what a mistake you've made and to be much more of a Republican, conservative, pro-law enforcement person. So I think that's probably what you're seeing.
Yeah, 100%, Wayne. I think that people are, you know, the force field has been removed that they didn't know was there. So people are living in this luxury because men and women are going out every day and putting their life on the line to protect and serve, which is why they don't see the crime. And then because they don't see the crime, they say, well, what do we need these cops for? Not understanding that they're the reason why you are not right. getting robbed every day. And once right. you defund them and say, oh, these bad cops, they all need to go, and you start getting robbed and pillaged, then they started thinking, oh, wait a minute, maybe maybe we did need the police. So the expectation or they've been lulled to sleep because of how well police have been acting. So I'm glad that people are getting what they deserve, or at least some people, because, you know, not everybody wanted the police defunded in some of these liberal cities. It's really the idiots who don't really need the police are the ones who are pushing it.
Well, I saw polls that showed that a huge majority of black people do not or did not want the police defunded. So even in black, all-Democrat neighborhoods, I think most people realized that, you know, the reason we're relatively safe, even in a community that's still got a lot of danger and crime, we're relatively safe, it's because of that thin blue line. But if you take away that thin blue line, our streets are going to be like Mad Max. I thought always the number one group of people who should appreciate police are people in poor neighborhoods, because that's the only reason that, you know, even if it's high crime compared to a rich neighborhood, the only reason you're even able to walk the streets and not fear 24 hours a day for your life is thank God for the police, right? The poor neighborhoods need them far more than any other neighborhood.
Yeah, and unlike the Democrats, we don't think that all black people are bumbling idiots, right? We realize that there are some black people that are destructive, and there are some black people, I would argue most black people, are trying to just live their freaking life and pay the bills and go to work. And so I'm not shocked that most black people that live in some of these cities are not the perpetuators of crime, and they want the police to be there. They want them to investigate crimes because, believe it or not, the crimes that are committed aren't just murders. Right. You know, people are getting sexually assaulted. People are getting burglarized. You know, their house is getting burglarized. They're getting robbed. They're being taken advantage of through fraud and all kinds of different things that go on. It's not just murder. So, or police shooting a person unarmed. So the general public have access and exposure to police officers who are there just trying to do their job. And if people are being honest, in some of these major cities that there's a high population of black people, there's a high population of black police officers too. So it's not like these racist white police officers are the only ones that's in these black areas connecting with people on a day-to-day basis. There are other police officers who are black, who come from these communities, who are trying to do the right thing. And I think most of the public, generally speaking, they can see that. And if you do any statistical analysis, police really only deal with about 20% of the population, and about 5% of them are residual customers. So, you know, most people can see the value in it. The people that police deal with the most often are criminals.
Now, I'm sure there are some white racist cops. There's racists in every race and every religion, and there's racists in every profession, and I'm sure cops, even more than most, attract a certain amount of people who don't like you just because of the race of your skin. But having said that, I think cops have gotten a bad rap in general, because I was a white kid who grew up in an all-black neighborhood, and because it was a high-crime town, I don't know too many white people who can say this. Brandon, in my youth, four times I was pulled over by police at gunpoint. Most white people have never had a cop pull a gun on them in their life. And I got pulled over four times, and cops pointed guns at my head and said, get out of the car, get out slowly, let me see your hands. My point is that if I was black and that happened, you'd blame it on racism. Oh, these cops are racist. So I think the real answer is, when cops are in a high-crime neighborhood, they pull over everybody with a gun. They worry about you having a gun. They worry about never getting home to see their families again. And they are... What I would say is not only nervous, but maybe even scared that, you know, the next pullover is going to be the one that kills me. So, you know, they don't have that same feeling in a rich neighborhood. So when you're around poor neighborhoods, you pull over everyone and pull a gun. That I just happen to be white. I think if I'd been black, they would have pulled the same gun. It's not racism. It's just the neighborhood you're in is high crime.
Exactly. I mean, I've never met a racist police officer, and quite frankly, it's very difficult to be a racist police officer and exercise your racism, because when the call comes out and they say 2 Adam 11-7, I need a unit en route to a stabbing, you don't get to say, is the person black or white? You have to show up and respond and put your life on the line. And so, you know, in most cases, majority of the police officers don't even care. It is irrelevant. A gun is not a race. You know, we are worried, are you going to shoot me or are you not going to shoot me? You could care less what color of skin a person is. And like you said, Wayne, in these high crime areas, these lower income areas, there's a lot more crime that goes on. There's a lot more suspicious behavior. There's a lot more suspicious vehicles, because many of the times people are pulled over for the wrong reason. There's a matching of description of the vehicle or the particular perpetrator that they're looking for. And unfortunately, you're wearing the same clothes, or unfortunately, you have the same vehicle. And when you're in that conundrum or you're in that environment, more than likely, you're going to have some exposure to police. I live in a really, really nice neighborhood in the Scottsdale area, and I never see a police officer around here. I have not seen the city police officer but once, and because he knew me and he came over our house because our alarm came off, but, went off. But, you know, other than that, I don't see him, and I'm glad I don't see him. Because there's not crime here. They got other places to go.
That exact thing you just mentioned, that scenario happened to me. Somebody had committed a crime, and it matched the description of my car and the color of my car. And I was like 18 years old back in Mount Vernon, New York. And out of the blue, I was stopped at a red light, and like six police cars and detective cars pulled up, screeching, surrounded me in a circle, and all of them got out with their guns out and aimed them at me. And then as soon as they realized I wasn't the guy, they questioned me for about 5 minutes, and they let me go. But again, if I was black, I would say, oh my God, it's racism. They hate me because I'm black. I'm white. They didn't care. It was the description of the car, not me. So that exact thing happened to me. Hey, Brandon, don't go away. Can you stay during the break? We'll grab you on the other side.
Yes, sir.
All right, Brandon Tatum, former Tucson police officer, author of Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Cop in an America Under Siege. His website's beatenblackandblue.com. We'll be right back with more. Brandon Tatum, and I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, the Warrior.
Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895 or EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and un...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. I'm here with Brandon Tatum, former Tucson police officer, author of Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Cop in America Under Siege. Website, beatenblackandblue.com, also founder of the Tatum Report for Brandon Tatum, T-A-T-U-M, Tatum Report. One thing we didn't get to, Brandon, in the last segment was really what's the big news story today is, and what's tearing communities apart, what's tearing the country apart, is we're becoming a war zone. These smash-and-grab robberies. And I knew they were going to turn deadly. Up till now, I think there must have been people who thought, who cares? They're looting a Walgreens. What does it matter? Well, of course, it always mattered. And that's not America. It's not a good thing. But I know that it turned deadly in Beverly Hills the other day. An 81-year-old woman married to a very famous guy in the music industry was killed, murdered in her home at like 2 in the morning by a burglar. And then in Oakland, California, an off-duty cop was guarding a news crew, and they did a robbery right nearby, a smash and grab, and they killed the cop. So, or maybe he was an ex-cop. I think he was a former cop, actually, now working security. So they've turned deadly. So you got to assume that these smash and grabs are going to keep getting worse and worse, and pretty soon it's going to be lots of murders involved. Worries the heck out of me. And, you know, in your opinion, how do we prevent it from continuing?
Yeah, you got an incredible point. I mean, we saw this go violent back in George Floyd and these other rallies. I mean, not rallies, but these other riotous protests we saw last summer. I mean, the summer of 2020. And the way you can prevent these things, you have to enforce law and order. You have to show force. Bring in the military. Bring in the local police department or
National Guard.
The National Guard. I mean, that's what the National Guard is for. It's for them to come in places where the state is overrun or the police officers don't have the capability to do it. But then not only that, when they catch you smashing and grabbing, you need to go to jail. you need to go to jail. You don't need to get bailed out and all this other stuff. They didn't give you no bail, put you in jail. Because this has become out of control. And what it's going to do is lead to a matriculating effect of more violence and for people to be overrunning these entire cities. Because if you think about it, average police department has about 1 to 2 police officers per every 1,000 people. If the general public wanted to overtake the police department, they could. And when you allow people to be emboldened like this, they're going to just have a free-for-all. Then they're going to start raping people, they start killing people, and they're going to do it in such an overwhelming way, there's going to be no way for police to keep up with it. And people don't want us to go down that path, so they need to be in a position where we're holding people accountable, giving our law enforcement officers the access to stand out there and do something about it.
So let's go off path for a minute, because this wasn't even one of the questions we had talked about, but I think it's important you as a police officer. I believe, I just came from a speech. I gave a speech today to the Nevada Republican Club, and it was the biggest turnout in the history of their club after decades. The most people have ever shown up for a meeting, so I'm very honored they showed up for Wayne Allyn. And I talked about, to me, the worst threat to society isn't even the crime. It's the vaccine mandates that are going to decimate the police force and firemen and nurses and paramedics. There's a lot of cops who don't want the vaccine. And if they enforce a vaccine mandate, which obviously they're trying to do very badly, a lot of judges are ruling against it now, thank God. But for a lot of officers who went and got the vax because they thought they'd lose their job, and you got to keep your job, you got to keep your income, you got to keep your pension. They're forcing cops to quit or retire. This is going to be a disaster next time you call 911. There's going to be nobody answer.
Right, Wayne, even before this, it was a disaster. Just the simple negative rhetoric against police, the defunding of police before the pandemic was decimating these law enforcement agencies. And now you're going to tell an officer who was out there risking his life. And if you look at the death of officers, COVID-19, and I don't know how true it is, but COVID-19 is supposed to be the leading cause of death for police officers in this country since the COVID pandemic. But when you think about it, they've been out there risking their lives the entire time this pandemic has been going on, when there was no vaccine, when Fauci said you shouldn't wear a mask and all of this other stuff. And now that they've already put themselves and exposed themselves, and many have died because of it, now you want to tell them that they can't have a job, a pension, and retirement, or none of that stuff because you forced them to get an experimental drug? It's out of control. And I think that people are looking at the police officers, and because they hate the police, people are more willing to say, okay, good, they young. But when you think about firefighters, when you think about EMT, when you think about hospital workers, you think about truck drivers, I mean, you want a complete collapse in this country. And you know thugs are not getting vaccinated. You know, they're not forced to get vaccinated.
No one's forcing them,
right? You don't have to show your vaccination to the smash and grab. So they're going to be out here acting a fool, and we're not going to have enough people to protect ourselves.
I think we should put that sign up from now on, you know? I think every store should put a sign up that says, you are not allowed to smash and grab unless you've been vaccinated. I think we need that sign to deter crime. I think that'll do a lot of good, right? Brandon,
yeah, just like the gun-free zones.
Gun-free zones, right, exactly. This is a vaccine-free zone. Rob us at will. Brandon Tatum, we love having you on. Author of Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Cop in America Under Siege. Website, beatenblackandblue.com. Founder of TatumReport.com. I assume you know my buddy. We're on the way out. Got a second here. But Randy Sutton's a great friend of mine. You know Randy, I assume?
Yep.
All right, Randy's a good guy, known by police all around the country. Big hero, Las Vegas cop. Brandon Tatum, always great having you on. Thank you, my friend.
All right, God bless you.
Merry Christmas, and God bless you. Thank you. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we'll be back. Lots more on the show in the next 2 hours. We'll be right back.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.